Democratic Party lawmakers and health reform advocates celebrated in the East Room of the White House as President Obama signed historic legislation to overhaul the U.S. health care system.
We are done.
Before he signed the bill, Mr. Obama paid tribute to all who fought for health reform since the early 20th century.
Today, after almost a century of trying, today, after over a year of debate, today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America.
The 10-year package, estimated at $940 billion, is meant to extend health insurance to 32 million uninsured Americans. The Obama administration says it will also reduce federal budget deficits and stop insurance companies from denying coverage to people with existing medical problems. At the festive ceremony, the president acknowledged that this legislation will mark a fundamental change in U.S. domestic policy.
We have now just enshrined the core principle that everybody should have some basic security when it comes to their health care.
The reform legislation narrowly passed the House of Representatives on Sunday and matched legislation passed by the Senate in December. Opposition Republicans voted unanimously against it. The House also approved a package of changes to the Senate version. The Senate will begin debate on those revisions this week. Republicans regard the plan as a federal takeover of one-sixth of the U.S. economy and an unnecessary intrusion of government into personal medical decisions. They also say it's too costly and that most Americans oppose it. Health reform is expected to be a major issue in this November's elections for Congress. Even though he has signed the legislation, the president is not finished campaigning for it. He'll go to the central state of Iowa on Thursday to try to convince a deeply divided country of the plan's merits. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.